You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Erk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered a wide, wide selection of music. Apart from Dozy Do by Julie the Band, it's now 2010 and Erk comes down the pipe and into your ears. Bigger, stronger and faster. Every Friday, it's Erk FM time. Now here's your host of Erk FM from Channel Erk. Here's Erk!
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 89 of Erk FM. Erk FM is my music podcast that is a part of Channel Erk, channelerk.com, and the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org. Now, of course, Erk FM comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week, but over the last few weeks, we've had artist interviews down the pipe and into your ears on Tuesdays. This interview, however, is with someone different. We're starting to talk with some music podcasters from the Association of Music Podcasting. And the pipeline has led me to the Azores Islands and Rodrigo de Sá. Hello, Rodrigo.
Hello, Erk. Good morning. Here is good evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good, mate. We had a bit of time zone confusion, but it's all good.
Yes. Because we are already in the summertime here in Portugal, and so I believe we have 10 hours difference, not 11, right?
At least we're on the same day, mate. At least, you know, yes. I wasn't calling you next week or something like that.
Yeah, my day has just started 10 minutes ago.
Funnily enough, so is mine, but for a different reason. So, You're starting to be a very busy man.
Yes, I am.
You're the host of the Cowboy Cantor podcast.
Yes, and then new shows are coming on the way. I'm doing a part of Cowboy Cantor, which I do it for 4 years, almost five. Next January will be the fifth anniversary of Cowboy Cantor. Then I do a show on the Azorean radio, Radio Mercante. I do a live show on Saturdays. I do a show on Richard's Radio for London. That is the island music show. And yes, soon, Insomnia Radio Portugal. Yeah, I'm a busy man.
Wow, you're sounding like you're almost the Azorean version of me.
Almost, yeah, probably, yes.
Now,
actually,
sorry, mate, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Actually, you're right in the opposite side of the world as me. So, yes, I am for the Azores what you are for Australia.
Yes,
we're just in opposite sides of the world.
Exactly. So, we've often joked about you being the half naked Azorean podcaster. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Azores for people like me who don't know a lot about the part of the world that you live in?
Sorry?
Why don't you tell us a bit about where you live, the Azores? Yes. Tell us a bit about it.
Okay. The Azores Islands are 9 islands. We are part of Portugal, not Spain, as many people think we are. But that's not only because Portuguese sounds a bit like Spanish, but also in Spain there's a little place called Azores or Azores in Portuguese. But yes, the Azores Islands are from Portugal. We have 9 islands in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and all of them are very beautiful. All of them have different things. All of them are very different, but still very beautiful. And I live in São Miguel, which is the biggest one, but that doesn't mean necessarily we are the most beautiful island. But Yes, it's fun to be here. There's lots of different things on each island. And I don't know anyone that has come to the Azores and didn't like. So, yes, this is an invitation to anyone who's listening to come to the Azores and let me know anything.
So how do people get between the islands? Are there bridges, tunnels, or
ferries? No. Well, there's sometimes when we go out in Portugal mainland, we joke about this situation because lots of Portuguese people in Portugal mainland think that we can walk or swim between each island. But that's completely a lie because we have lots of... there's a big distance between each island. But there are even islands that we can't see the other islands. For example, in São Miguel, you can only see one island, which is Santa Maria, the closest island to São Miguel. And we normally, during the year, we use planes to travel from each island to another. But starting in May and ending in September, there are boats, regular boats, almost every day from one island to another. But the planes are obviously the most easy way to travel, though the costs of the travel is a bit expensive. But yes, it's the only way we have to contact with other islands.
Does it feel like that you're on holidays all the time, you know, being in such a place?
Well, the weather doesn't feel like we are in always in holidays, but yeah, it's a pretty place. It's a pretty place, and you can always have things to do, or you can just relax. And even during your work day, going to job and returning from your job is not how would you say, it's not stressed, because we have some movement around the island, but it's not that big movement on the big cities. So life is peaceful around here. Necessarily always in holidays, but peaceful.
Do you get many tourists?
All the year, actually. We have during winter, we have mainly tourists from Sweden, Norway, or England, Great Britain, United Kingdom. But during the winter, we have lots of tourists from the north of Europe. And then when the weather becomes better, starting in May, there are tourists from other sides of the world. For example, from Brazil, because when we are in the summer, Brazil is in the winter, so I think they get the chance and come visit us. But yes, we have tourists all the year, of course, especially during July and August.
Do you see many Australians over there? Do they make the trip over?
I don't think. years ago, I was with an Australian tourist. He was a surfer. He came to the Azores to surf a bit. But Australian people are not very common to see in the Azores Islands. In Portugal, maybe. In Portugal mainland. But in the Azores Islands, not that much.
I do have to say that a Brazilian winter compared to a winter where you are compared to a English winter would be very, mm-hmm. very different. What's the weather like in winter over there?
Well, we have a saying that we have we used to say this. It's not completely a lie. You can get the four seasons in one day all the year. So you can get a sunny day, a hot day, and during winter, or you can get a rainy and windy day during summer. The weather here is very, very irregular. But, yes, of course, winter is very cold. It's a bit cold, especially this year. It was very, very, very cold. Very cold. And it still rains here. We are having a tough year for rain. And we are already in spring for 2 months, yes?
Yeah.
And, yeah, and it still rains here. So we have sunny days, then, and the other day it's raining again and it's cold. It's very, very irregular. And, but yes, I must say this, winter is not as tough as, for example, in Canada or north of Europe, because it never snows here. We don't get that, we don't have that much cold, so there's no snow in the Azores Islands.
So that was going to be my next question. So skipping ahead a bit while we're still talking about travel.
Oh, go ahead. You can ask it too. We can also ask it. You can still ask it. Because we have an island that is Pico Island. And Pico is a mountain, the biggest mountain of Portugal, of the old Portugal, including mountains in the Portugal mainland. So in Pico Island, there is the highest place in Portugal, and it snows there. Because when it snows, and sometimes we can see the snow because there are no clouds in the sky, so we can see the snow from the village and Pico Island. But yeah, that's the only place where it snows in the Azores Islands.
So, awesome. So I was half right.
Sorry?
So I was sort of half right when I was going to ask about snow.
Okay, sorry.
There's many people who get fascinated about Australia and they think that it snows a lot here, but they get a bit disappointed when they don't. But that's why our weather's so good.
Because, I don't. But do you get snow in Australia?
We get some in our mm-hmm. mountain areas, but our mountains are nowhere near as big mm-hmm. as, say, mountains in America or Canada or anything yes. like that. So I'm 60 kilometres or about 35 miles in from the coast, basically at sea mm-hmm. level. So we don't get any here. But mm-hmm. while we're talking about travel, you recently went over to the UK and you yes. travelled and you met some other awesome music podcasters. First of all, how did you get from where you are to the UK? What did you have to do to get there?
Well, only a plane. It's, but I think it's recent because until some time ago, not too long, to go to any country in Europe, we had to take a plane from São Miguel to Lisbon, which is the capital of Portugal. And that's talking about living in São Miguel, because if you live in the other island of the Azores, you would have to take a plane to São Miguel, and then from São Miguel go to Lisbon, and then from Lisbon go to the place you want to go, the city you want to go. But recently, the plane company of the Azores started to do lots of travels to many cities in Europe. And that includes London, Manchester, Dublin, Copenhagen, Madrid, Germany, city in Germany, Norway, so... So to go to London, we only had to get a plane, which was very comfortable. Just sit there and, yes, then when we went out the plane, we were already in England.
So
it's
how,
5 hours.
5 hours.
Yeah, 5 hours, because we have to stop in Manchester, but yeah, it's 5 hours, not much.
So what was the weather like there? Was it a bit of a shock to you, the different weather? Had you been to the UK before?
No, it was my first time in the UK. But I have to confess that I was a bit sad about the weather. Because we in Portugal, we are always joking around. It's always raining in London. It's always raining in London. And I was there for 8 days and I only got 1 day of rain. All the other days was sunny and hot sometimes.
Oh, no.
We only had 1 day of rain during that week, which was the only day we shouldn't have rained. Because it was a day we went to Camden Town. I went to Camden Town with my girlfriend. And we stood there all day from morning until the evening. And it was, I think it was on Wednesday. Yes, it was on the Wednesday. Because on the evening I did the show with Justin. So it was the only day I had rain. And all the other days was good day. We walked around London nicely. It was fun.
Tell me about the Rod Crawl, the meeting that the association had in your honor.
Yes, the Rod Crawl, which I was completely clothed, not half naked.
Bad luck, Kenny.
As some minds would prefer me to. Yes, it was fun. I never thought I'm in the Association of Music Podcasting for about 2 years, and I never thought I would meet some of the guys that early. And I was with Pete Gogol, Peter Clittery. Pete Gogol is from PC Podcasts. Peter Clittery is from Suffolk and Cologne. Then there was the Grumbler. And Stuart Morrison from Insomnia Radio UK and Sarah Morrison from the Insomnia Radio New York. And, of course, Justin Wayne from the Justin Wayne Show. And we had a lot of some fun. We went from pub to another pub and then drinking some beer and eating something because, yes, it was all the afternoon, so we had to eat something. But it was fun. I really enjoyed, especially the fact that I was with the guys and being in those pubs. It was very special to be in London that week, not only to meet people from the association, but also to be in places that we only see in movies or we only see in photos, and being with those people and those places was very special for me. And my girlfriend she was with us, and yes, she had fun too. Because some of the podcasts that were there, she listens to. So I think she was watching her heroes probably. Kind of like that.
So how good was it to be in the same room as those people? Because one of the things that I don't have, and you especially don't have, is a big podcasting community of people who podcast where you are.
Yes. Well, actually, I never was with so many podcasters at the same time. So we were talking, and not necessarily only about podcasting and PodSafe Music and Creative Commons. We were talking about lots of different things. But, of course, from time to time, we started to talk about podcasts and those stuff, PodSafe Music, Creative Commons. And I was feeling like, oh, my God, this is what I do every day. This is the people that I should be with every day so we could talk. Of course, we have our groups where we can send our message, but it's not the same thing being with the people, talking with them face to face. Here in the Azores, when I say I have a podcast, people go look to me and say, "What is a podcast? What's that?" because they don't know what is a podcast. So I have to say, I have a radio in the internet. I have a radio station in the internet, which you can download the MP3s of each show. And they say, okay, that's good, that's cool. But they don't know what is a podcast.
Yeah.
So being with those guys, I was talking the same language with them. Even though that I am Portuguese and they are English or American, as Justin, but we were talking the same language. It was cool, very special.
Because there's not many actual podcasters on the Azores, is there? You're it, I think, aren't you?
I'm the only legal podcaster of the Azores. Because there's another podcast that started. I shouldn't be saying this because the police might come after him, but there's another podcast that started some time ago, 3 months ago, but he doesn't play Potsif music. The guy plays major artists, but his podcast is not actually a music podcast. He talks about other stuff and then puts on some music. Some of them are independent artists, but artists that we know, like the White Stripes, because they are independent artists, but they are in the major circuits of music. So yes, I am still the only Azorean podcaster and the only legal podcaster of the Azores Islands. Not the only from Portugal, because there are other podcasts from Portugal. But in the Azores, yes, Cowboy Contour is the only legal podcast from the Azores Islands.
So the only legal podcast in the Azores and the only half-naked Azorean podcaster. You're going to have so many titles by the end of this year.
Yes, I am having... Yes, it's... lots of titles. But yes, that story of the half naked, it started with a message from Graham from the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast, because he just wrote on the end of a message, Graham Holland, then completely clothed but with bare feet. And I thought it was funny. He said that. I don't know why he said that. But at that time, I was actually half clothed because I had my t-shirt off.
Yeah.
And then I replied to the group. Can't remember what we were talking about. Then I said, Rodrigo, half clothed. And then you started to talk to call me the half naked guy from the Azores Islands. Well, I must admit that my room where I record the show is very hot in the summer. So being with the headphones and recording the show, I get some hot in the room. So sometimes, yes, I admit, sometimes I take off my shirt and I do my show half naked.
Well, there we go.
Well, it's not completely a lie, but not all the time. I'm not half naked all the time.
I think there were a couple of people disappointed in the video, because there you were from the rod crawl completely clothed.
Yes. People wanted to see me half naked, but the only chance to do that is come to my room and... probably. Probably.
No.
I can record my show that way.
So why don't we play a song? Because I thought this would be a great chance for people to hear the sort of music that you play on your show. And then after the song, we'll talk a bit about the Cowboy Cantor podcast and how that's grown into the other stuff that you're doing.
Yes, okay. Let's hear... a song, Portuguese one?
Yes, why not?
Yes. So then you have my suggestion. Oh, sorry, this is sometimes a hard word for me.
That's all right.
You have my suggestions.
Yep.
Sometimes I get stuck on this word. It's not the most difficult for me in English. So, yeah, we can start with the Portuguese one.
Okay.
Which is the band is called Os Golpes. That means slash or cuts, the cuts. And the song is O Canto, which means the singing. And, yeah, it's their first album. And I really enjoy their lyrics. It's in Portuguese, but their lyrics are very, very good. And they have that melody that I search for Cowboy Cantor. So, yeah. Os Golpes, the song O Canto.
Ensino canto, canto velho e antigo, arrancado à terra, à maternidade, que há quem dance, dance, virgem sem mais ninguém, abatida nas palavras, na língua da tua mãe. Canto, canto das terras onde os sinos pulsam, pulsam como os tambores desta canção. Que há quem dance, dance, virgem sem mais ninguém, a batida das palavras da língua da tua mãe. Rapariga, não digas que não. 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 Dança o que está para vir, que a verdade vai parir. Dança o que está para vir, que a verdade vai.
Welcome back to IRC FM episode 89, and on the line from the other side of the world, we have Rodrigo from the Cowboy Cantor podcast, Deep on the Azores Islands, and that song was in Portuguese, so most of my listeners probably didn't understand what it was talking about. So what was it talking about, Rodrigo? Translate for me, please.
Okay, the song talks about the Portuguese language mainly. The lyrics start with the lead singer saying to someone else to teach the Portuguese singing, and it goes around there because some time ago, we had a Portuguese band that sung in English, and they were very famous in Portugal. And after that, lots of Portuguese bands started to sing in English. And there was a bit of confusion around the newspaper and the radio, because how come Portuguese bands sing in English? And I don't care about if Portuguese bands sing in English or in Portuguese, because actually we are going to listen to more music from Portugal in English. I just care about good music. But these guys, Os Golpes, yeah, they have great songs with great lyrics in Portuguese, very well written. And I think it was a good way to introduce to everyone Portuguese music with this. They are new. They are, as I said, it's their first album out. And yeah, it's more. It's an indie band that I really enjoy.
So tell me about the Cowboy Cantor podcast. When did you start that?
Okay, Cowboy Cantor started in January 2006. It was a 1-hour show. I shouldn't say this, because I'm the Association of Music Podcasting. But yes, my first shows of Cowboy Cantor were illegal, because I used tracks that I didn't ask permission to.
Yep.
I think some artists wouldn't mind if I contacted them and they would allow me to play their tracks. But I didn't do that, and I never did that on the first show. So I was never certain if the tracks I was playing were legal or not. But still, the intention was to play music that we couldn't listen on major radios, on commercial radios around here. And Cowboy Cantor was always a place to people to listen to different styles, different sounds that people won't hear on MTV or radio. Then yes, I was talking with some other podcasts from Portugal, and they helped me to discover PodSafe Music Network. And after that, I started to use only PodSafe Music, mainly indie rock music, but sometimes jazz, hip-hop, heavy metal. Not that much of heavy metal, but sometimes I play a hard rock song. But it's mainly indie rock. So now Cowboy Cantor is only 30 minutes, half an hour each week. Because, as you may understand, doing other stuff, it's very difficult.
Yes, to, yes, yes.
It's very difficult to produce a 1-hour show. And I prefer that way. 30 minutes, I have time to select tracks, to put on good show notes. And Cowboy Cantor is about, as I say, is about the excellence of independent music. 30 minutes of show each week. I speak in Portuguese, of course. Independent artists, acoustic, rock, indie pop, whatever, as long as I think it's good stuff, I play them on my show.
So tell me, mate, how did you get the name Cowboy Cantor? What does that mean? How did you come up with that name?
Okay, that name is actually a song, the title for a song from a Portuguese band, my favorite band at all. Not only Portuguese bands, I'm talking about all the bands that I know. They are my favorite. They are called Chutos e Pontapés. They are a major band, though. But and they have a song which is called Cowboy Cantor. And it's not my favorite song, but it's a character. The song talks about a man. And when I was thinking about doing a podcast, doing a radio show, I wanted my show to have a name of a song that I knew or a name of a band. But so Cowboy Cantor, it is a track from one of my favorite bands, and I thought, yes, this could be the title of my show. And if you consider, if you think about a cowboy like Lucky Luke, he's always alone and he's always traveling from one place to another. And it's more or less what I feel when I'm doing the show, because I do the show alone in my room. And the music that I play is very different. So it's kind of like a man traveling around places. So there you go. It's the cowboy that sings.
Awesome. So you were saying earlier that around where you are, not many people know of podcasting today. So those years ago, when you started the podcast, how did you find podcasting in the first place?
I started to do podcasts. I have to thank that to my mother, because there was a magazine in Portugal that I really hated, because it was a youth magazine, but they were trying to teach younger people some things that I didn't agree with. The way they talk about things, I never liked that magazine. But 1 week they came with an article explaining how to do podcasts. And when I arrived home from school, my mother asked me to read that magazine. So yeah, there's a magazine that I really hated that teach me to do one of the things that I most love, that is podcasting. So that's how I started 5 years ago, almost 5 years ago. And we had a Portuguese forum about podcasts. I did my researches on the internet that time. And yes, then I got in contact with other podcasters, but the group is now there, and most of the podcasters that did shows 5 years ago, they don't do them anymore. So but I'm still here. I'm still doing Cowboy Cantor. I started from a magazine that I don't like. The magazine is dead anyway, so it didn't last long. It was, I think, 1 year later, the magazine was over yet, but was over already. But yeah.
So you've outlasted the magazine and you've outlasted all the other podcasts that were there at the same time. You have lasting power, my friend.
What?
You have lasting power.
I can't understand that.
You are strong.
Yes. I won't quit this. I've been quitting other things that I... Because I am an athletics judge too. But I ask people not to call me this year. There are other stuff that I used to do that I have been quitting because I want to do other things. But Cowboy Cantor, podcasting, radio shows, I don't think I will quit that easily.
So what sort of changes have you noticed in the last 5 years while you've been doing your podcast? Has it got easier, for instance, for you to find music, easier for you to produce your shows?
It has been difficult to listen to music. That's what I can say, because as time passes, I am getting more submissions and I am finding more artists and more sites to get my music from. And sometimes I get frustrated because I want to listen to everything and I can't. So, but it's been very, I think, yes, of course, doing the shows, it's it's been more easier, and I've been doing them a lots of different ways, and I've been buying some equipment over the past five years. Always doing some improvements on my side, on the way that I produce my shows. I'm not always happy. I want to do more and more, and I want to get better. But yeah, I think I reached a point where I find useless to try to improve my site or the shows, because what matters is the music. So I have to concentrate more in finding music and contacting artists, putting on the show notes, and because I never say no to people, there are the other stuff that people ask me to do, and so sometimes it's very hard to do an half an hour show, but yeah, I always do my best to have each show, each week that passes, there's a new show of Cowboy Cantor.
So you say that your show Cowboy Cantor goes for half an hour. How long does it take you to produce that show?
Well, I don't know if I am, how do you say, dummy doing this, but I take 5 hours to produce an half an hour show, from selecting the music that I want until the posting the show notes, because if you go to my site, you will find very, very lots of information on each artist. I will always try to put on the official site, the MySpace site, links to buy the music. If there's any place you can have the MP3 for free, I put on the blog. So yes, half an hour of show. And then, of course, there are the things that I want to talk about on my shows, and I always write something to talk about during the show. So 30 minutes of show will take me 5 hours from the start until I go to Blogger and I click on the publish button.
I'd have to say, in a lot of podcasts that I've spoken to, that can be typical, especially yes. If you're including the time to find and pick the music. That's one thing that mm-hmm. I don't necessarily include. If someone says to me, how long does it take you to do IRC FM? I mm-hmm. won't necessarily say, well, it took me this long to do the music, it took me this long to do the show notes. I'll say, well, it's an hour show, I did it in real time, mm-hmm. and then I spent probably 10 minutes editing. You know, sometimes I might make a mistake or whatever, but, mm-hmm. you know, what works for you is, you know, what works for you. Where do you Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to tell that when I say to people that each show takes me 5 hours, some people don't believe, but yeah, it's not that easy working on this stuff. So people don't, I think that's why people sometimes don't take us seriously, because even if you're doing a live show on the radio, a 1 hour show on the radio, that 60 minutes, it's not the only time you're working, because before you enter the studio, if you want to do a good show, you have to search for music, you have to listen to music, and not play whichever songs are in the desk. So people sometimes don't take radio or podcasting that serious around here.
So tell me, okay. Where do you find your music?
Okay, everywhere. Sometimes from listening on other podcasts, and then I contact the bands, ask them where is the music available. Sometimes I get submissions on CD or MP3s, bands that contact me on MySpace. I started to use WhatsApp Music Network, Yoda Promonette, but then I started to get submissions and finding other tracks for my own. So WhatsApp Music Network is not my main site. Of course, there's Aerial Publicity, which most of us use them too. Aerial Publicity, and sometimes I go to eMusic because I have an eMusic account, not only for Cowboy Cantor, for my own listening pleasure, and I download some tracks from eMusic, and then I contact bands, and some of them agree with me using the tracks from eMusic. Other bands don't even answer me back. But yeah, I have the music for my own pleasure, and I listen to them to do it whenever I want.
So that's cool. Mm. So you've got a variety of music there. Do you try and on an episode? Do you, for instance, try and do a rock episode or a jazz episode, or do you mix them up?
Yeah, I never thought of doing a specific style of music on each show. I just play songs that I have on my playlist for a long time that I never played, or I just play a track and then I think, what do I feel like listening now? And I go to my playlists and I say, okay, I think this track should be on, and then I play that track. I never select a style of music. And sometimes it's even the other way. Sometimes I try to select seven different track styles. And that's how I do my show.
No, that's all good. You know, whatever works for you. And that way, sometimes I know I plan my music well into advance, but for you, you just pick what you want to play and go mm-hmm. with it. And it sounds like whatever sort of mood you're in sort of determines what music you play.
Because that's why I avoid doing the show and the week. Doing the show during the weekdays, because if I try to do a show after teaching, after the class, I would only pick up slow music because I'm very tired. I don't want to listen to any guitars or any drums playing hard. But yeah, sometimes I pick music during Saturday morning, which is a good day to pick up music. But yeah, sometimes I always try to put on a slow track. But that's what I feel like playing, what I feel like listening. I choose for my show, and I play them.
So you said that you teach. What do you teach?
Music. I'm a music teacher.
Awesome.
Yes, I don't do anything else besides music. I play, I teach, I'm taking sound engineer classes, and and then I do my radio shows, my podcasts, always music. So sometimes when I get in the car, I turn the motor on, and then the radio starts to play, and then I go, right? Immediately I turn off the radio because I don't want to listen to any more sound. I want to be silent. Yep. And sometimes I wish I was deaf, because sometimes I really can't listen to anything, not even people talking, and I have to be in silence because it's too much music on my ears, my mind, all day long.
Well, that's like a chef who doesn't want to cook any food when he gets home.
Yes, yeah. more or less the same thing. It's like that, yes.
So before we go on and talk about your new projects, why don't we play another song?
Yes, talking about slow music, I think would be a great time to listen to At Freddy's House, which is the name of a project by a man that is called Fred. I don't think he actually has a musician playing with him. I think he does all the stuff alone. He sings in English, and he has a great EP, which is free to download. The EP is called Luck, and it's a great song. It's this track we are going to listen, which I believe is My Falling House. Is that what you have?
That's the one.
Okay, it's My Falling House. It's a very slow song. Very deep song, and that it's worth to go to myspace.com/@Freddy's House and download for free At Freddy's House EP.
So here we go. My Falling House by At Freddy's House. That's a bit confusing.
My hands stretch the dry skin of old age, all the lands that draw and in without time for amendment. Time went by, my whole house became smaller. Oh, my loss seemed to as my shadow grows taller. My hair.
Welcome back to Irk FM, and that was My Falling House by the band At Freddy's House. There'll be a link to all of the artists and also to Rodrigo's various podcasts in the show notes. We've been talking with Rodrigo from, first of all, the Cowboy Cantor podcast. What was next on the list? What did you go into? Mind you, you're still doing Cowboy Cantor, of course, but what's next?
My new show that is coming? Or are you asking the second show that I started to do?
We'll talk about the second show.
Okay. The second show that I started to do was Plano Alternativo, which in English means alternative plan. And I normally say it's the extension of Cowboy Cantor, because Cowboy Cantor is a 30-minute show and Plano Alternativo is a 60-minute show. And I play almost the same music as I do in Cowboy Cantor, but because it's for a radio station, sometimes I play other things that I don't get permission to play on Cowboy Cantor. So sometimes I play major artists, because it's not a podcast. Plano Alternativo, it's not a podcast. It's a regular radio show.
Is it a streaming internet show, or is it an actual radio station that you have to go to and?
No, it's actually only a streaming internet show, because the radio where I'm doing this, they tried to put that radio on regular radio station, regular frequency. But there isn't any frequency available in the Azores Islands at the moment. So the only way to listen to that radio, which is called Radio Mercante, that means, I don't know how to translate that, but it's Radio Mercante, it doesn't matter. You can only listen to it on the internet, which is radiomercante.net.
I'm sure you'll send me a link in the email and I'll put it on the show notes. Awesome.
It's probably the best way. Go to the show notes of Irk FM and see the link for Radio Mercante.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's a small, we are a few people working on it, but there are lots of channels on that radio. We have Radio Mercante main channel with live shows, and then we have the second channel, which is only for romantic music. We have the third channel, which is called M3, which is for independent music, alternative music, kind of like the music that I play in my show. And then we have the fourth channel, which is only for Portuguese music. So I think it's worth trying to listen a bit of one of the Radio Mercante channels.
So do you do that at the same time every week?
Yes, I do that on Saturdays from 7 to 8 p.m. local time here. So it would be, I don't know.
About 5 o'clock in the morning or something.
Yes. I don't want Australian people to. Well, but it's not a good time for you to listen to this show. And then the show repeats on every Thursdays from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. So Saturdays I do it live at 7 p.m. And then the show repeats on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Azorean time.
So what's the difference for you, the way you do Cowboy Cantor, compared to doing it live? Do you find much of a difference?
Actually, I don't, because I always try to do Cowboy Cantor as I was doing a real live show. So when I first entered the studio, I just played the music, then I turned on the microphone and started to talking as I was talking in Cowboy Cantor. It was very natural for me. The only difference was, instead of saying Cowboy Cantor, I had to say Plano Alternativo. And on Cowboy Cantor, I don't say what time is it. And on Plano Alternativo, I say what time is it. But the speech, I don't find it very different. The music that I play, yes, as I said, because it's a real radio station, I don't have to wait to artists to send me their agreement for me to play their music. So it would be the main difference. And the other difference is that Cowboy Cantor is a 30-minute show and Plano Alternativo is a 60-minute show. But basically, if you listen to Cowboy Cantor or Plano Alternativo, even if you don't understand what I am saying, you will notice that the way that I speak, it's basically the same.
So we move on from that show that I've got no hope of pronouncing onto you're also doing some work with Recharge Radio, which is who Justin Wayne and the Justin Wayne Show goes through as well.
Yes, it's Recharge Radio. I was listening to Justin. I never listened to it live. I always listened to the Justin Wayne Show as a podcast. But I think it was the second anniversary of Justin Wayne Show, and I was listening to it live. And Recharge Radio has that chat, the chat room. I was in the chat room. And then, because I was the new guy on the chat room, Jordan Thomas, which is the director of the Recharge Radio, he wanted to know who was I. And I told him, yeah, I'm from the Azores Islands. I do podcasts too. And then I think, I don't know if he listened to Cowboy Cantor, but I think he understood that I really enjoyed independent music. And then he asked me to do a pilot show for Recharge Radio. Then I did my pilot show, which it wasn't broadcasted. It was only for them to listen. And then they put it on the playlist on Recharge Radio. And yeah, they liked. And yes, here I am on Recharge Radio.
So what's the name of that show?
Well, the way we say the name is not the way we write the name, because we say the name Island Music Show, because I live in the islands, so it's a show that comes from the islands. But the way we write is Island Music Show, because there is another show from a place I can't remember that is called Island Music or something like that, or no, it's something, it has the word island.
Yep.
So to be different, we write it Island, but I say Island as Island.
Yeah.
But it's basically the same thing as Cowboy Cantor, only it's 60-minute show too. And this time it's an English presenting, because it's for a London-based radio.
And I'm sure that Justin put in a good word for you as well.
I don't know. I don't know if Justin talked about me, but probably, yes, probably, because he already knew me. And I'm sure that if they asked, I don't know if they asked Justin what was his opinion. But yes, I know Justin likes me. I like him too. And yeah, actually, I think we all like each other on the Association of Music Podcasting. Mm. So yes, of course, if people in Radio Mercant asks me my opinion about a podcaster from the Association, I would say, yes, yeah. I like him.
And of course, in a couple of weeks' time, I'll be speaking with Justin from the Justin Wayne Show. But you you were on a show with him when you were in the UK. That would have been awesome.
Yes, it was. I remember the first time I listened to the Justin Wayne Show. I can't remember what day it was. But, I remember the show, and I thought, this guy is good. I really like this show. And being with him on his studio was great. It was not my first time doing a live show, because I already was doing the show here in the Azores Islands, the Plano Alternative show. But it was really great to be with him. Very natural, and he's very funny doing the shows, and he's very relaxed doing it. And if he makes a mistake, he doesn't mind. He keeps on, and it was very fun. It was fantastic. Really great to be with him. It was, by the way, it was the show number 86 of the Justin Wayne Show. So if you go to Justin Wayne, or if you go to my show, to Cowboy Contour Show, it's the show number 85.
Awesome. It would have been a really good time. I know what it's like to go overseas and go on to someone else's show. It's really different.
And that day was a very intense day. It was a very, very special day in London, because, as I said, it was the first day that we got rain. It was the day that we spent all day, me and my girlfriend, we were all day long at Camden Town. And then when we were coming back to Justin's house, we had to be evacuated from St. Pancras station, because there was a fire going on the St. Pancras station, and we had to be evacuated. So we had to take a bus. We entered the wrong bus. We had to come back in another bus, and we arrived just in time for the show. It was a great day. It was a very special day.
You'll never forget that day for sure.
It's a
big experience for you.
Especially the fact that when people were being evacuated from the station, people were so relaxed, so calm. Here in Portugal, if you scream, there's a fireplace going on, you have to be evacuated, people would go run and screaming. But no, in London, lots of people, thousands of people going up the stairs very peacefully, coming out the station, looking for their bus, and it's very different. It's very different being there.
They're used to it over there.
Yes, it's they're used to. Yeah, they are used to live with those stuff, with living with different people. Because you look around, you see Indian people, you see Turkish people, you see Portuguese people, you see American people. You see people from all over the world living in London, and it's different. It's very different. And that day, that Wednesday, ended with the Justin Wayne Show, which was, I think, it was the first time, the first time I was on the show from the Association of Music Podcasting. Now it's the second time I'm in a show of the Association of Music Podcasting.
And you're actually the very first current member. Oh. You're the very first current member. I've had Colin on before from Ouroboros when he was a member, but he's not currently a member. But you're the first of many coming up, by the sounds of things.
So I think I'm special then.
Yes.
I'm the special one, as José Mourinho would say. I'm the special one.
Yes, indeed. And if that's not enough, you're doing another new show as well, which we spoke about a bit earlier. Tell us about joining the Insomnia Radio family.
Well, speaking of Colin, he has on his podcast a sentence that says, "Good music is never enough," something like that. So, yes, good music is never enough. So, I am doing another podcast, which is the Insomnia Radio Portugal. People know Insomnia Radio Australia, so they know what Insomnia Radio is about. And actually, I am doing it because of you.
Because,
yes, you were the first one to talk about the Insomnia Radio Portugal, because Jason, the man that started the Insomnia Radio family, the Insomnia Radio group, he was asking the members of the Association of Music Podcasting to, if they wanted to pick up one of the dead shows of Insomnia Radio, even if they weren't living in the area. And I asked Jason if he minded me to be with Insomnia Radio Seattle, because I have my my youth was listening to Seattle bands, Nirvana and Pearl Jam and other bands. But of course, Pearl Jam and Nirvana are the biggest names. And I wanted to be with Seattle, the Seattle show. And then, I don't know if you did it seriously or was it a joke, but you asked, why not Insomnia Radio Portugal? And yeah, we started to talk about, I started to talk about that with Jason, and there we go.
Mate, I'll tell you, I was dead serious, because I thought, well, you're there, you're doing a show already, you know, why not? And that was like me. I saw that there was a New Zealand show, but I didn't see an Australian show. And I thought, well, you know, I'll find out about it. And, you know, fortunately, they said yes. And Insomnia Radio Australia is up, of course. Episode one. I've just been handed the keys to the website as this interview is going on. So there'll be, you know, I can make changes to the website and I can add episodes and everything like that. So that's very cool.
Yeah, we're in the same family now.
We are.
I don't know actually what will be the date when the first show of Insomnia Radio Portugal will be available. But I know Jason is working on the site. So the show will be ready tonight. But I don't know. I don't know if the site is ready or is ready to go. So if people go to portugal.insomniaradio.net, they can already subscribe to the feed, or by email they can subscribe and wait for the first show, which will be published or this weekend or next week, but soon, really soon. It's a question of 8 days in the maximum. So portugal.insomniaradio.net or the main site insomniaradio.net. But it's coming. Portuguese independent music, all styles of Portuguese music, and of course a bit of Portuguese culture. I will try to talk about some instruments that are used in the Portuguese music, in Portuguese folk music and other stuff from Portugal. It will be fun.
Awesome. It sounds really good. You've got a lot on your plate, but you're enjoying it, so that's the main thing.
Yeah, I've been playing some Portuguese bands in my podcast, but there are great Portuguese bands that I feel very sad, because in Portugal we listen to bands from outside of Portugal just because they are outside of Portugal, and some of them are not half as good as Portuguese artists that I know. So yes, doing Insomnia Radio Portugal, besides being part of a great family, which is Insomnia Radio, which I've been listening to I listened to Insomnia Radio shows for 3 years. But doing the Insomnia Radio Portugal is a way to play some Portuguese artists and let people from outside Portugal listen to great Portuguese independent music, which necessarily it's not singing, it's not in English, but it's a good way to. You will listen to it. You will enjoy it.
Oh, I'm sure I'll have to add that to the many podcasts that I listen to. What are some of the music podcasts that you listen to?
As I said, Insomnia Radio was the first podcasts that I listened was Portuguese podcasts, and the first international podcast that I listened to was Dave's Lounge, which is also a member of the Association of Music Podcasting. It's about chill out music, easy listening music, chill out music. I think it was the first international podcast that I listened to. I still listen to sometimes when I want to relax. I go to Dave's Lounge and I listen to some shows, and then all the Insomnia Radio shows. Of course, I listen to them. I listen to them. The Daily Dose, Insomnia Radio, the regional shows, and then I listened to some of our podcasts. I think the first one that I listened from the association was Suffolk and Cole from Peter Clittery.
Oh, you have to be so careful how you pronounce that and how you say Peter's name, don't you, mate?
It's a very Suffolk and Cole. You can always put on the beep if you think that I was not careful enough.
No. I've explained Suffolk and Cole so many times to people. It's all good.
But I listen to many in the association, many podcasts, Tree from Leaf, which is also a Grand Mason from Scotland, from Glasgow in Scotland. Leaf is not in Glasgow, it's in Scotland, but he plays sometimes the same tracks that I play, or Urk FM, or many different podcasts. Of course, I try to listen to those podcasts that play the same music that I play. As I said, sometimes I get my music from listening to other podcasts. So with all the things that I have to do, I can't listen to all the podcasts that I want. I have to select podcasts that I think this is a podcast with the music that I like to listen, that I like to play in my show. So I will listen to this show. And
yes, I totally understand. So before we wrap up and say goodbye, you've selected one more song. Rodrigo's selected all the music on today's show. So if you like the music, that's all Rodrigo's doing. What's the last song, mate?
Okay, the last song is we have to take a listen on these guys. And we have to take the chance before they get a major contract. They are a Portuguese band, and I believe they are getting a major contract soon. So before they do that, we will listen to them as they are still independent without any label. And they are called The Dupes, and they are starting to be very big here in Portugal, because they were invited to be the opening act of Franz Ferdinand here in Portugal. It was the band, actually. It was Franz Ferdinand that asked them to play, to be the opening act for them. They soon will be playing with the Editors. And they are still without a contract, but they have already released an EP, which you can buy on iTunes or eMusic and some other MP3 stores. The EP is only digital. They were third on the European contest with 900 bands. They got the third place for unsigned bands. So yes, I believe they are going to be very big here in Portugal, and I wish they will be known outside Portugal. So the track is called Try, Lie, Die, Whatever. The Dupes. They are from... Ah, and there's another thing. They are all under 22 years old. And I was with them because they went to the Azores to do a concert, and I was with them. I did an interview for Cowboy Contour, and I really enjoyed being with them. So it's... I think they're very big, very great band.
So remember that you heard them because of Rodrigo first, ladies and gents. Here we go, The Dupes. Listening to episode 89 of IRC FM. Don't forget the regular IRC FM show with lots of quality music. Over 60 minutes, about 60, 75 minutes. Just depends on how long I talk for and how many songs I play, but you usually get about 10 songs an episode. That's coming up on Friday. But now we've been speaking with Rodrigo from the Azores Islands. Rodrigo, it's been an absolute pleasure, mate.
Yes, it's fantastic being with you, and especially this world is very big, but sometimes it gets very small. Yes, you're exactly in the opposite side of the world as me. So, yeah, it was very good to be with you in the show. Thank you for having me, and just don't let independent music to die that easily.
No worries. Would you ever like to come to Australia? Is that on the list of places to come and see?
It's one of my dreams. I have to admit, it's one of my dreams to go to Australia and New Zealand. And, it's very difficult from us to go to Australia, from Portugal to Australia. But, yes, it's one of my dreams, and I don't think it's that impossible. It's difficult, but who knows? Someday I will go to Australia or New Zealand, and I would very much, I dream about that, to see a live game of All Blacks with the Australian team for rugby. Mm-hmm. But yes, I want to go to Australia and New Zealand, and yeah, it's part of my dreams.
Awesome. So there'll be links on the show notes for all the places to find Rodrigo. Of course, you're on Twitter and Facebook and
I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm on MySpace, I'm on Blogger, I'm on the Association, I'm on Recharge Radio, I'm on Insomnia Radio, I'm on the Azores Islands, if you want to come and visit me.
There we go, everyone. We've got an open invitation to Rodrigo, so let's go.
Yes, just let me know. I will fix the room for you.
No worries. Thanks, Rodrigo. It's been a pleasure. Links on the show notes for all of Rodrigo's various shows and the music that he has supplied for us. Until then, I'm Eric, and on behalf of Rodrigo, good night, Interweb. You have been listening to a Channel Irk production. Channel Irk and all 5 podcasts are licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike license registered in Australia. Music is used with direct permission or under agreements with various music providers. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holder. Some sound effects are sourced from the Free Sound Project under Creative Commons. For more information about Channel Irk, go to www.channelirk.com.